Yes, let's start there. Let's do what you just suggested. Great suggestion. Let's do it.
I'm not yelling during a Jan Arden concert. We're already going to be crying and depressed anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh my God, you do this every time. You come up with an idea, let's do this, and then you snatch it away. You can't snatch it away, the idea. Your idea, you said, we're going to scream when there's a quiet time.
I said,
hi, John, it's Lisa and Sam from I Shake My Head.
No,
I said, great idea.
Zip it. I said, I'm not carrying a sign.
Every single time.
I will not participate in a sign.
That's fine. There won't be a sign. But then you said, we could do this.
I would be more than happy to record you yelling at Jan Arden. Hey,
us.
No, I'll do. I'll just record.
No. That's not what you said.
And then
you
said,
no, this is what you do. This is what you do. It drives me crazy. You say you're going to do it, and then you don't. It's like, where do you want to go for supper? And I'll say a plate, or you'll say a place, or I'll say a place, and you'll be like, yeah, okay.
No,
you know that that's a horrible place. Why would you say yes to that place? We are going to shout out at Jan Arden. We're going to shout it out.
I feel that I will think about that overnight.
No thinking. You said, you promised.
I didn't. I'm pretty sure I didn't do that.
I totally interpreted it as a promise. Totally sounded like a promise. Like, hey, I got a promise for you.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Like if we were together, it would have been a pinky swear.
No, there's no pinky swear.
Right? Because that's what you do, right? You always pinky swear on the promise. We would have been pinky swearing.
There was no pinky swearing happening. There was no swearing, period, actually.
There you are. Again, so, what do you do in this friendship? You squash my spirit.
Oh, you know what?
That's what you do.
You know, I'm just getting so good at it. And it just, you know, brings me, you know how much joy it brings me. So,
Samantha, I think there's a podcast to record.
Uh-huh. Well, Lisa, you'd have to stop talking.
Oh, my God. That's the worst part. I always hate that. I got to stop talking part. But fine, I'll stop talking.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, I'm not even going to talk to you now.
You know, okay.
I'm not even going to speak to you.
It's going to be a super fun podcast if you're not talking to me.
It's going to be pretty darn quiet. Okay, actually, I will talk
that
to you,
means
but
I get
only
to talk
because...
About, I get to talk about all the movies I like and the fact that I'm like, you know... Awesome at Beach Shazam.
No. Fine. We'll talk, but only because we're working right now.
We're not working. We're having fun.
I know, but you can't renege on a promise.
Yes, I totally can. So
that's what you do all the time. Okay. I can't.
You're the one that brought it up. I was totally fine with it.
You're the one who brought it up.
Yeah, whatever.
You said, I have a promise for you.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I said that. We cannot continue this conversation because it's not going to end well for you.
That's totally how I heard it.
Not going to end well for you.
Hey, Lisa, I have a promise for you.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. I have never said that in my life to you.
I feel that you
did. Swear to God. I have never said those words to you.
Okay, Samantha. Okay. As usual, I feel like I shake my head should be at you.
Whatever.
But it's not. You know what I'm shaking my head at this week? I am shaking my head at people who say, I don't know how I got pregnant.
I don't know why people use that phrase. That sounds ridiculous.
Or they're surprised that they got pregnant. I don't know. Duh. Did you have sex? Because that's why you're pregnant.
But
that's
maybe
why.
There's... Okay. Let's put the button there. But what if they used, you know, the pill... A condom, like all the protections, and they still got pregnant.
Then sucks being you, dude.
Sucks being you. The variable is still, I had sex.
You still had sex. Because had you had the faulty condom and the faulty pills and no sex, there'd be no baby coming. So I shake my head at the people who are surprised that they're knocked up.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, how'd that happen? Well, a couple weeks ago, you slept with your ex-boyfriend again.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And, you know, one thing led to another.
And boom, bang, Bob's your uncle. Just like that, right?
And use Karen a baby.
And now you got a baby in your belly. So, right? Why you seem so surprised is beyond me. And that's got me shaking my head. Yeah. Shaking my head. Yeah. Right? Or like it just makes it, or they're like, how did this happen? Okay, really? How did this happen?
It's like people when they find out they're pregnant and then are shocked by it, really need to evaluate what they're going, like they need to think about what they're going to say first.
Yes.
Before they blurt it out, because right. You're going to sound ridiculous.
Like, I think if I was to have found out that I was ever pregnant, I would have been like, oh, fuck. What the fuck? What the hell?
I think I would have said the same. Right? You're going to be like, right? Shit, after all that, I did all of that and it's still happening? Like,
no way. Shut up. I better make sure that if I cross the road, it's at the crosswalk today.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, fuck.
Like, what the fuck?
I did a lot of shit to make that not happen.
And it still happened, right? Because it can. It can.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed. That would be my thing. Not shocked. Pissed. Yeah, not surprised. Pissed. Mad.
Mad.
Totally mad, right? Just mad. Like, are you kidding me? That would have been my thought. So I shake my head at those people who are surprised.
Right.
I don't get it.
Okay. So it's summer, right? Like, it's summer and it's warm.
It's the dog days of summer. Oh,
dog days of summer. And you know, there's bugs, right?
Yeah, there's bugs.
There's bugs. But you know what? The ones I really dislike wholeheartedly.
Which ones? The wasp.
Fruit flies.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, so not excited.
Yeah.
Because you know, when you get one, you have 100 and those 100,000.
And here's the thing, right? Like, I'm pretty sure, and again, I don't fact check, but I'm pretty sure they grow from inside the fruit out. Yes, they do. Because why are they just hovering around your fruit? Where'd they come
from? Because they love the smell of sweet stuff.
Yeah, but where are they coming from? You don't see them outside. You're not in your car thinking, oh shit, there's a fruit fly. You're only at your home.
But fruit flies are only where there's fruit, right? Yeah,
right. Which, so near your home. So that's why I say they must come from the inside out, like maggots, inside out.
Don't say that.
It's true. It's the same thing. That's the same thing, Samantha.
Don't. That's disgusting.
I don't get those fruit flies.
They're annoying as shit. You can barely get after them. They're too smart for you. They land everywhere. And it's like, fuck, right? Dude, die. They're don't fast. You die? Don't
they, yeah, I don't think they die.
How long do they live? Like, don't they die at some point?
Yeah, you probably eat them when you eat the next bite of fruit or something. Oh, you didn't realize disgusting. It. Probably. Because they don't become a fly.
No, they just become little. They're still baby flies. No.
Or do they become a fly? They never become a fly?
No, they're just a little fruit fly.
So anything that has wings is considered flyable? It's a flyable object.
If they have wings and they fly, yes, they're flyable.
Interesting. I just thought maybe it became a fly.
Nope.
Huh. How come you never see baby flies? Are you sure that there's no connection?
I'm sure there's small flies, but then there's big flies, and then there's wasps and all the fun things.
That's the bully on the corner, the wasps, right? They're different from the flies. Right?
Right.
Totally different.
The bully on the corner. They're not liked by anyone, actually.
Nobody likes them. Them and the snakes. I told you, pure evil. Right? They only want to scare you or hurt you. That's all they want to do.
Scare you or hurt you.
And I don't know, that fruit fly, shake my head at those guys.
I don't know.
They don't make much sense to me.
No, they don't.
They don't make much sense.
Kate, I thought of something the other day and I was like,
you never even asked how my week was.
Okay. I'm not going to ask how your week was.
Why? Because you never do. 361 episodes. You've never once said, hey, Lisa, how's your week? Where I'm every episode saying, hey, Samantha, how's your week going? Never in 361 episodes have you asked me how my week is. I'm shaking my head at you.
Okay. Lisa, how's your week been?
It's good.
You're not going to share with the group?
What am I sharing?
How good your week's been.
Super good. Super good. It's been good. It's been really good. It's been a good week. How's your week been?
Good.
Good. Good. Okay, now tell me what you want to tell me. Get the formality.
Oh my God.
Get the housekeeping out of the way.
That is not, people don't give a shit if all you're going to say is I'm good.
I'm good. Maybe I'm going to reveal more as I go. But right now. You asked me a question. How's your week going? I answered you. I said, it's good.
Well, I do need to tell you.
You want to be more specific?
Well, specifically, I'm going to say that where's your royal stuff?
Oh, my royal stuff is in my new home.
It's already
right. You can see I have a Friends of the Podcast. If you watch this on the YouTube, you can see that I have a blank wall behind me. Look at, I can point. I have a blank wall behind me because I'm moving next week. And Samantha has a blank wall behind her because she moved almost 3 months ago.
Yeah, whatever.
And let me tell you, right? That came up in conversation when I was on my vacation. My friends don't get you.
It.
They don't get you.
They don't
Shannon
have to.
Cox and Kelly Foster think it makes no sense that nobody knows where you live. They don't know. They're
you
like,
have a
they're
horrible like, sense of direction. That's why you don't know where I live.
I don't know. They, you know what they said? They think you're a hoarder. I'm like, I don't think so.
I am not a hoarder.
Do you have somebody chained up?
No. Oh my
that
God.
Came up too. Well, okay. It just
calm
seems odd.
Down, you.
It just seems odd.
And you,
I'm like, I don't know, guys. I don't know where she lives. They're like, does she know where you live? Yeah. And I don't even live there yet. And she already knows where I live. Yep. She does.
Yes. Because I will be driving you home.
Right. So I felt that you needed to know where I lived. Right. All right, Samantha, that's enough of that. Let's see who has pictures up next week in their room.
It won't be me.
If they have something in their room on their blank walls.
It won't be me.
It will be me.
It will be you.
We will be unpacked the next time you see us. I think we'll be unpacked.
I have no doubt your husband's very industrious that way.
And so is his wife when it comes to stuff like that.
I know.
Right? I'm just saying. Okay.
Okay. Can right. I go back to what I wanted to talk about?
Yeah, go back. Go back now.
Okay. So in the last couple of weeks, I realized that if I couldn't swear, like if swearing went away, if it became banned or some strange reason, yeah. I would probably implode.
Oh, you would instantly catch on fire.
I would definitely catch on fire.
Right? You would instantly just blow up, poof, flames.
And for those people who swear, they will understand me because sometimes you just need to have a swear word out. You just need to use it to express how you feel in the moment. I'm not saying it has to happen all the time, but there are times when it needs to be said.
Do you think, I think you and I are a two different type of swearing people. I feel you swear with a whole lot more emotion than I do. I just swear it because I still feel I'm being naughty and like I'm seven. Like, fuck.
No, I swear right. with like little care for what's happening
right,
for those
right?
around me.
Right. I feel that we are very different types of swearers.
I swear in front of my parents.
Well, I am not afraid to swear in front of anybody because sometimes it does add to the story. But I feel that you and I feel that out of the friendship, you are the swearer in the group.
I am. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Even though I swear too. Like I swear. I mean, I'm not saying I don't have a potty mouth. I do.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But you know what I think is, you know what I have always thought though, is that people who don't swear, I don't know if I trust you.
Are they repressed? I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all.
I think they're repressed.
I think they're repressed.
Like, even if you're saying mother trucker or H-E-double-L hockey sticks, you know, like just say it. Just say the word.
Your intent is there. Like I remember being a kid and getting in so much trouble because I said frig. And my mom was like, nope, to your bedroom. To your bedroom, you can't use that language. I'm like, it's not a swear word. It might as well be.
Might as well
be. Substituting it for a swear word. Mm-hmm. Right? Like the HHG is not a big swear. She'll swear. She'll pull it out when she needs to.
Yes.
But.
Perhaps she's more refined.
Or is it how you were raised? Like were your mom and dad swearing people?
No.
No, my mom had a potty mouth. She could swear.
No. No, my parents were never like that. Yeah, I picked this up apparently all on my own.
Yeah, you are that girl, right? You are that girl, right? Have words, we'll use them.
I was driving home from work today and I realized, you know how I said I was in my flowy years?
Yeah.
I am a hybrid of it could be flowy or I could be rocker chick. I could be in combat boots, a pair of jeans, and a rock t-shirt in half a second. I am like either calm and peaceful or I'm going to rock it out and swear
you
like
are-
a sailor.
Ready to start the war.
I am
right?
of two minds.
Yeah, you are. I feel that the next 10 years are going to be quite challenging. Right? That's what I think. I think it's going to be very challenging. You know what?
I do believe that Nancy said that you would be the cranky one.
I know, which makes no sense, Nancy Zimmerman, as if I'm going to be the cranky one. I think I'm going to be cranky. I come from a long line of crank.
So do I.
Right? But I don't think they started off cranky. It's probably the people they were around, probably the situation. It's over time. It's the people they have to spend time with that they can't get out of spending time with anymore. Right. So don't take that personal. Just that's just with a grain of salt, Samantha. You know, I need to share something, and I just thought of it now, and it's gross. I'm going to tell you right now, it's gross. So Haley Sims, you're not going to like this.
Uh-oh.
Because she's visual. Oh, she hears words. And
you're going to gross her out.
I'm going to gross out everybody, but there was a smell.
I already don't want to know.
There was a smell I smelt today that I haven't smelt in a long, long time. May I?
Ugh.
It wasn't fish. You know what it was? This is so gross. Sorry. I know it's so gross. That's all. But gross enough that I had to share. It was dirty period. Because you know this.
Why are you talking about this?
Right. Because I was overwhelmed with it. I needed to share it.
You don't have to talk about this shit anymore.
Right. Yep. And I'll let you know right now, everybody, was not me, because I'm way past those years.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And this is a
public,
work?
Was in a public washroom.
Oh.
You've said before, what do you do in a public washroom now? You just sit, do your business, and smell other people's smells.
You do, because we've all sat there. We've all visited and done our thing.
So we all know what I'm talking about. That's why I felt I could share.
So gross.
Right? Dirty period.
Right?
That's so nasty.
Oh.
But yet so very vivid. Right? Like, you know that smell.
Don't stop talking about it.
And I'm calling it dirty because I felt that if I said bloody, just sounded really bad.
And yet you said it. And yet you said it still. Yeah. That's nice. That's, you know, awesome.
like one of those crazy, like, super gushers. That's what. I'm just talking about it. I'm just saying.
We got the visual. Now Haley has officially puked or pulled over on the side of the highway and is like puking out a car window. Right?
I'm sorry, Haley.
Ruined her lunch again. That's nice.
Right? Because she doesn't like the word snot.
No,
right?
Stop it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Haley.
Stop it.
Hey, no more words. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. Sometimes I just say things. But I just wanted you to know that. Right? Sometimes I forget that I'm not just telling you. That's all.
Unfortunate for everyone else now.
Right? You know what I've got a problem with? This is what I have a problem with when I was
besides
like,
what you've just told us.
Yeah, this is different. This will not upset your stomach. Hopefully everybody's now regrouped, gathered themselves back. We're moving along.
Okay.
Okay. Why must everybody honk their fucking horn? Everybody on the horn, but you don't know who it's at, right? So everybody's looking around. Is it me? It's more distracted driving.
Oh.
Right? Why'd you get in a car accident? Because some asshole in the left lane honked their horn and I didn't know what they were honking at. So I turned to look and boom, I ran into the car. Right? I'd love to use that in a court of law.
Yes, that would be great. I would love to see how far that got you.
Not my fault. I didn't honk the horn because that's everybody on the horn. Beep, beep, beep. Who are you beeping at? What?
People are being very aggressive, though, too. I find that we're getting aggressive drivers, and I don't need anybody up my butt. Like, Betty's butt is beautiful because it's big and wide and juicy. But
she's got big butt.
She got a big butt. There is no need to all of a sudden be going so fast when the sign clearly said 60 kilometers.
Yeah.
Because we're in a construction zone.
Right.
And then they come zooming up as if... Yeah. Because they want to go fast, everyone else is going to go fast.
Everybody else is going to go fast.
And then all I do in my car is use all the swear words I know.
Yeah. Are you a honker?
No, I'm not honking at them, but I'm giving them the finger.
Yeah, for sure. I don't honk because half the time, most cars now, it's a hard honk.
It is a hard honk.
It's a hard honk, right? That's like a lot of extra energy I'm not prepared to put into that honk, right? I'll swear, I'll give you the bird, I'll call you every name in the book, but that hard honk, I can't be bothered, right? It seems like extra exertion. It seems like work.
It does seem like work.
Right? Yeah. I'm not doing it. It's like the motorcycles. It's like when I was in Toronto, all I thought, dear people who ride motorcycles, number one, you know it's dangerous, right? And you know you're taking your life into your own hands. These guys on the highway, the major highways in the city, they are going way faster than all traffic. And I'm like, oh, God, that is, I hate to say this, I'm going to say it. That is a transplant patient's dream.
Don't.
I know, but it is because they drive like maniacs.
Well, they do. I mean, it's not great.
Right. Even the hospitals know that that's a transplant patient's dream, right? Snowmobiles going too fast or motorcycles going too fast.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's true. It's true, Samantha.
Okay. All right. Do you want to tell people the adventure you had with your rental car?
Like which part?
The fact that it was telling you how to drive.
I think we talked about that last week. It tells me how to drive. But what I didn't like, I don't think we touched on this. I know you're trying to be a careful car and you're trying to tell me how to drive and you're trying to remind me that there's somebody over there and there's somebody over there. What I don't need is I don't need a reminder that I should have a coffee break. That's what I don't need from you.
Yes. Right? It's very kind of them, though.
And if we did talk about this already, it's still making me shake my head that a car is that concerned about me taking a time out. Dear car, how about you got your job to do?
Yeah, you take the time out.
Right? You take the time out. How about you just make sure you live up to your end of the deal, and I'll live up to mine and get us there safe, and you live up to yours and make sure that you work to get us there safe.
Right?
Oh, my God. Right? What do you do?
Well, okay. As I mentioned before, I do believe that I am awesome at Beat Shazam.
You're not, though.
Bet I am. I proved it yesterday. There is now a part of the show where it is only the music and no lyrics, and you have to guess. I got all four of them right.
Of course you did. Yeah, of course you did. Because that's like listening to the radio.
Uh-huh. I did. I got it right.
Everybody gets that right.
No.
Everybody's getting that part
right.
No.
And then when they went to go to the big money and they decided to go for the big money.
Yeah.
I got the big money because I knew what it was.
So you knew the song of like at the Waffle House.
No, it was Faith by George Michael. And I was like, yes, this is George Michael. This is Faith.
Okay.
You say that and they won their big money.
Wow, what a sense of inflated ego right now. Inflation.
I got a perfect score in that category. And I do believe that I could
every Gen X kid would have won that same game.
Stop it.
Hi, right? If I hear Faith, I'm going to be like, Faith by George Michael. If I have to, and here's the first three words, what are the next seven? That's where you get stumped, Samantha.
That's a different show.
I know, but it's kind of the same.
That's a different show.
But it kind of not really.
Niecy Nash, and that is harder.
I know. That's the one I do good at because I do good at hard games. That's why you do good at the Wheel of Fortune and I do good at the Jeopardy. I do good at hard games.
Because it's word scrabble, right? Basically.
Right? I do good at hard games. You do good at the easy games. Right? Final answer? Final answer. Right?
Fuck off.
Right? But okay, you can't even say that that's not true.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right? Pick a letter, Vanna. Okay.
Here. Pick a letter, Vanna. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Name the 13th century monk, blah, blah, and who, and
do
I'll
you
come
know
up with
that?
It. Most times I know something
no, you
about
don't.
It. Lots of times I do. I will come up with more Jeopardy answers than you.
Really?
Yes, really. I'm really, really smart like that. Remember
Are
my
you?
Mom? She was like in the Mensa.
That doesn't mean you are.
It's in my genes. It's
no, it's not.
Just I like wrinkles. Just they're in the background someplace.
Just because your mom was smart does not mean that you were smart.
Just like the wrinkles. It's all in your makeup. It's all in your genetic makeup.
All in your genetic makeup.
So there's smarts in there. There's smarts.
All right.
There's smarts in there, Samantha. I'm all happy you won Beat Shazam. I'm going to play it next week, though.
And that's condescending of you, but thank you.
I don't mean to be condescending.
But no, yeah, you are.
No, I don't. I don't. You know what I want to talk about? I need your feedback. I want to talk about restaurants.
Okay.
I have a question. So I'm at the Smitty's. You know how they have that robot?
Yes.
That brings you your food?
Yep. That's awesome.
So if R2-D2 brings you your food, because I don't know what his name is, I'm going to call him R2-D2. If he brings you your food, do you still have to leave the same amount of tip as you would if the waitress brought it? Because just listen, I'm actually taking my food off of R2-D2's serving tray. I'm being the waitress.
What did the waitress bring you?
Coffee.
Did she take away your plate?
No, not before I left. No.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm doing half the work of the waitress. And then the robot's doing the other half. And the waitress is a greeter with a coffee pot in her hand.
True.
Yeah, she has to take the order. I get that. She has to take the order. But R2-D2's bringing it to me.
But maybe okay, so let's play devil's advocate.
Okay, let's.
Is R2-D2, but maybe R2-D2 is needed because maybe there aren't as many waitresses on the floor. So it's easier for R2-D2 to serve you than it would be for the waitress because she's all over the place.
Right. Server.
I should say server.
Right. So then shouldn't R2-D2 get part of the tip?
Just like R2-D2 is a robot. Would?
Yeah, but still, he needs maintenance. He needs maintenance too.
Maybe they tip out R2-D2 at the
end. They should. Just like you would the dishwasher and the greeter and everybody else, right?
Right. You tip the cooks, you tip the people. Why is R2-D2 not getting
it? R2-D2 needs he deserves the tip too.
Be careful because we're one step away from having a robot do everything.
Right? His boy Elroy, don't meet George Jetson. Dun, 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 dun. All right. That's where we are so close to that. Yeah. Which is fine. But then I just want to know, where does my tip go?
Well, I'm just wondering, what are we supposed to do if we no longer have jobs like that anymore? Like, right, what are people going to do?
Right. Because I don't think everything needs to be replaced by R2-D2. He's busy enough. He's got movies to film, and now he's at work, and now he's got a part-time gig at the Smitty's, right?
He's working at R2-D2. Where are you working at the Smitty's?
Right? Why does R2-D2 need two jobs? Because the writer's strike? Because the writer's strike.
It's because of the writer's strike.
Because the writer's strike. R2-D2's now got a part-time gig at the Smitty's, right? Even he's got to make a living, right?
He does.
Oh my goodness. I felt bad for that guy.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
And then my question. Okay. And I think I've complained about this a couple weeks now in a row. I'm still complaining. I still got some complaints left in me. Why does coffee have to be so expensive? Why?
Those beans.
The beans. Because I don't want to buy the factory. And I'm not like you. I don't want the whole pot of coffee. I just want a cup of coffee.
I drink maybe two or three cups of coffee.
Yeah, well, I just want one cup of coffee.
You know, beans cost a lot to grow, right? And then you got to grind them and then you got to make the coffee. Bit, right? And
I'll take instant coffee. I don't care. I'll take the one with chicory. Remember chicory?
You are totally the person because it would be too strenuous to make coffee.
I grew up with instant coffee. I got instant coffee. It's good. Tastes fine. Like you when you have the Folgers in your cup, yum.
Do you remember your grandparents being all excited about instant coffee?
Yeah, because it was like the best thing.
I remember my grandparents drinking instant coffee all the time.
Do you remember what type they drank?
Oh my God, it was in a glass jar with a white lid.
The white lid. Oh. Folgers came after grandparents.
No.
Folgers came parents.
Was it Sanka?
There was Sanka. There was my dad and mom and my grandparents drank Encore.
Oh, no, maybe.
There was Sanka, though.
I always remember it being a glass jar, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. And then one day Folgers went to the States, and when you were a kid and you'd go to the States for holidays, and your mom and dad would be like, oh, we need to figure out how we can get ourselves some Folgers, and they'd like smuggle Folgers back to Canada in the glass jars too, right? Because because everybody knows best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
In your cup.
Right? Best part of waking up right there, Folgers in your cup.
Oh my God. And I even remember the cups my grandma Sperling had. It was those little baby cups with the, and it was like they were frosted. Mugs that you could get. Nice. And they weren't very big, like not like the gigantic mugs you can get now.
Yeah.
It was like a set. And then there was orange ones too, I think.
Oh, I remember the orange ones for sure. Oh. Yeah, I remember the orange. It's so funny how you remember things. I was telling my kid sister about how she'll just drink a coffee. It doesn't matter, right? Just drinks it. I have to be so careful because my bottom lip is very, very sensitive to hot coffee cups. You know this. I've told you this before. Because when we were kids, my dad had a mug and it had Garfield on it. Uh-huh. And it said, Garfield hates Mondays. And the cup was like paper thin. So you'd drink it and it would like burn your bottom lip.
Oh, okay.
So to this day, this girl's bottom lip don't like a hot mug. Don't like a hot mug. I don't think it's that I don't like the hot liquid. I don't like my lip touching. Remember, and you've heard me before, sometimes my lip can taste the mug. I can taste a mug.
That is so weird.
Remember that one time we were having, remember I'm like, I don't want to go back there because I can taste the mug in their coffee. I'm weird.
You know that. No sense.
I know, but sometimes life doesn't always make sense, Samantha.
I don't get it.
Just doesn't always make sense, right? Sometimes it's just like, it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's just how it is, mm-hmm. right? Just how it is. That's all.
And just for the record, we don't want to buy the coffee company. We just want to drink the coffee.
I just want to drink a cup of coffee and not pay the amount of the company.
A kajillion dollars.
I don't need a kajillion cup. I don't need a kajillion dollar cup of coffee. Right? I just want a cup of coffee, thanks. Just one cup of coffee. Yeah. Doesn't have to be fancy. Not fancy coffee. If I go to a fancy coffee place, I expect to pay more for a fancy coffee.
Uh-huh.
I don't expect a fancy coffee at the local diner.
I don't mind fancy coffees, but I just because I don't really like sugared drinks and stuff like that anymore.
No, you don't. So, you're very particular.
Yeah.
Right? You're very particular, right? Remember, right? You overreact over me using fake sugar.
Oh my God.
Which I get now. Everybody's up in arms over fake sugar. However, diabetics still got to have sugar in their coffee.
Okay. Right. All right. okay. But speaking of like crazy prices, just restaurant food in general, like they've created a menu that is so expensive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That? Well, not only have they created that expensive menu, but I think that they're responsible for the whole like food control issue. I think restaurants are to blame for obesity and the food control problem because it's like as though the portion
statement,
right? And you heard it here first, friends of the podcast. You heard it here, right? If I was running for President of the United States, I'd be like, I'm taking it down and we're cutting back some of the portion size. Because think of how much waste there must be, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Nobody eats as much food as they put on the plate. So they put so much food on your plate and then they charge you so much money for that food. Right?
Knowing that we probably aren't going to eat at all? Is right. that what you're thinking?
Like, so I feel like, are they not to blame? Is there no accountability for them somewhere in that whole thing? Should there, in that whole conversation, any accountability? Can we find it for them?
I mean, you can go to fancy restaurants and get virtually nothing on your plate and still pay a ton of money for it.
Well, that's true. But that's fancy. It's just fancy, right? That's different. That's fancy.
So right? Are you talking like, because McDonald's prices are going up. Everybody's prices are going up.
I know,
it's not
right?
just restaurants. It's fast food everything. As well.
Yeah.
No it's longer everything. Cheap.
Mm-mm. It's not cheap.
So I don't think that McDonald's portions have gotten bigger. I think they've gotten smaller.
Probably smaller, for sure.
That Big Mac doesn't look as big as it once did a long,
no,
long time ago.
No, I mean, I think the McGrand is just a bigger burger. I think it's a bigger bun. I think it's more bun, less patty, right?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I shake my head at the food portions.
I think you've just started an argument that people will be like, they didn't start the food waste.
I feel that they started the food waste. I'm going, that's my platform. I just stepped on my soapbox. I feel they started the food waste.
I'm on my soapbox, and this is where I'm going to be.
This is where you can find me for the next little while, talking about the restaurants and the epidemic food waste problem in North America. There. Right?
Okay. You can direct all your comments to Lisa. I want nothing to do with that.
I'm ready. Bring them. Bring them. I'll fight you tooth and nail.
Okay, so we can fight tooth and nail, but you know what really pisses me off?
What?
Or it actually makes me shake my head is why people don't say excuse me when they want to get by you.
Oh my God.
Instead, it's they like stare at you.
You're like supposed to be a mind reader.
They like shimmy past you and give you a look. And it's like, right. I don't know. I didn't hear you say excuse me.
Right. It's like they've taken that word out of the vocabulary and they think you can just read minds. Like, sorry, like, hey, I got an idea. How about we use our words?
Let's use our words.
Right? Most people, if you use your words and say excuse me, most people will step out of the way. If not, if nothing else, at the very least, they're going to look around to see what the problem is.
At the very least.
At the very least, they're going to look to see what the problem is. And then chances are they're going to rectify the problem by, I don't know, stepping away.
Why? Happens to me all the, you know what this happens to me all the time at the grocery store. Happens all the time at the grocery store.
Right.
And it's like, why are you staring at me? And then I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I in your way? Oh, thanks. Oh my God.
Right.
Use your words, people.
Use your words. That's why we learn that word. Ugh. It's called a manner, right? It's called a manner. And we should use them.
No, because I'm not psychic. I don't know why you're just standing there.
Right? Even though, don't get me wrong, I got a pretty good idea why you're just standing there. I get it, but I need you to use your words.
I need you to use your words. I
need you to use your words, right?
I really want an interaction right now, and I need it to be good. What's happening here? Let's role play, shall we?
Feels like I feel the vibe in the area has changed drastically. Dramatic change in aisle two.
I'm going to do that next time. I'll be like, hi, do you want to role play you asking me to move over?
Yeah, this is how I'll go first. Excuse me. Now your turn. You step aside and say, oh, sorry. And then my turn, I say, thank you. And then it goes back to you and you say, you're welcome. And we all just move on. Not a stink eye was even disturbed.
It's like, let's have a conversation. I'm open to this. Let's see what happens.
Right? Wouldn't that should be the experiment. See how long you can stay there until somebody, I guess, till they almost like threaten you with physical violence, I guess, to move you out of the way.
Until they like start swearing at you. Right? I'm sorry. Did you say excuse me?
I must not have heard that. Yeah, I didn't hear the word. Jeez. Right? I was taught that if somebody needs me to move, they're going to say a word. It's a two-letter word.
I am one Sounds step away. Like. I'm seriously one step away from getting super weird in a grocery store. Well, I'm like, well, you, one step away.
I feel you teeter. I feel you're closer than a step.
Because you know I hate it. You know I hate going to the grocery store. It's not my place. Right? I hate it not with a passion. Right? I like it when there's zero people in there, and that's never happened to me, which is unfortunate. But I am like one step away from being the weird person who's like in your face going, I don't know, you could have said excuse me.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you need, right? As everybody's trying to cut past the line up, everybody's in line with their carts and everybody's trying to shimmy through the line. Just say, excuse me. I just need to take one step back. But guess what? I'm going to have you tell me to. That's what we got to do, Samantha. That's what we got to do.
Good times, good times.
Okay. Oh, is it just me or do flight delays plague the world?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Not just in Canada, not just with our great servers. It's everywhere.
It's well, but you know what? The top two airlines for flight delays are Air Canada and WestJet.
Yay, making Canada proud. Making Canada proud, right? I had that yesterday. Have you ever had the, and we're going to sit on the tarmac for an hour and a half?
Oh, no.
And you know me, right? I got to schedule my pee. Oh. And I'm in the window. And we're sitting and there's two young guys. One guy got the neck pillow. He's settled in, right? He's in it to win. He's got his neck pillow on. He's a mouth breather. I can smell. Oh, there you go again. I can smell that. You know, you know when you can smell the breathiness of a mouth breather.
Yes.
Dude in the middle, right? Yeah. And then we were just sitting there listening to him. Oh, wonder what that was. Oh, okay. I'm getting closer.
You had onions and garlic for lunch. Yeah.
Oh, I think maybe he had a Caesar salad. With a side of, I forgot to brush my teeth before I got on the plane. Right? Oh, people.
Gross.
Yeah, this is a gross version of I Shake My Head at Houston, a gross Sam.
We have made Haley probably throw up a couple times already.
So again, sorry, Haley.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry. So you sat on the tarmac for an hour and a half?
Hour and a half, right?
You were already leaving late.
Already leaving late. Let's just leave a little later, shall we?
So you didn't leave till like 11:30 at night?
Yeah. It was quarter to 12. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
Guess who still went to her job today? This girl.
You did.
Because I'm all about work, right?
You got home at 4.
Well, no, I got home because there was 2-hour time difference, right? So it was 12, quarter to 12 Ontario time.
Oh, so that was quarter to 10 our time.
Yeah. So by the time I went to bed, it was like almost 2:30.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, and still went to work because that's what I do. I work.
That's what you do. You're a worker.
I'm a worker. I'm a worker by nature. Oh, I don't know. But then I texted you my great thing as I was waiting for my delayed flight. The great thing that I saw at the lounge at the airport, because I'm trying to watch the Jays game right at the lounge. And I look over kind of to the left and there's these two men. I don't know what their nationality was. And they've got these big bouquet of roses. Both of them have these real bouquets wrapped in plastic. And all I thought was, holy shit, are they filming 90 Day Fiance at the airport tonight? Because that's, you know that that's what's going on there. Their bride is coming over the ocean.
Oh no.
To Toronto.
Oh my God.
And totally, I got that total vibe. Just these two dudes just sitting there with their bouquets. I'm like, oh, you both, I hope it's different women. I hope you haven't been led on by the same 90 Day Bride.
It could be a polygamy kind of thing, you know?
I don't know. It could be, right? Polyamorous relationship. It certainly could be. But either that or I will be so amazed when they show up on this year's 90 Day Fiance.
Oh.
I'll be like, holy shit, it was them.
The Canadian version? Canadians on that?
Maybe they're going to because, you know, maybe just a new twist.
That would be fun.
I don't know.
You should have gone up to them.
No, I wasn't doing that.
Yes, I'd be like, no. Boys, where'd you get those flowers from?
Where'd you get those pretty flowers from?
Who are you waiting for?
Who are you waiting for? She like mailed. She mailed to you. Is that bad to say now? Is that bad to say?
That's bad.
Okay, well, I didn't know. You can tell from my reaction. I didn't know that was bad.
Oh my God! Don't say
that's what they
that.
Used to be called, right?
Yes, I know, but. Don't.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
This could be true love.
It could be.
It could be. It probably isn't.
It probably is not. Chances are it's not, but sure. Oh my God.
That's the cynical, grouchy, cranky old lady coming out.
Right, that's cranky old lady, as if it is, right? It's a booty call at best. Here's some flowers. Let's go get laid.
It's an expensive booty call, but you know, who's counting?
It is. Okay. Let's move on to something different. Do you watch because I know you're a game show girl. Do you watch the game show or the TV show Claim to Fame?
I watched it maybe once or twice.
Like with the Jonas Brothers, right?
Yes. And it's with the younger Jonas brother.
So first off, it's with the ugly Jonas.
Don't say that.
And then, but much to my, okay, come on, really? Kevin Jonas, hi. It's hard to, okay, I'm still going on record that he's the ugly one in the group because there's always one ugly one.
Kevin is not ugly.
If you have to pick one out of the group, he's the ugly one. There has to be an ugly one.
Okay, so now you're not counting Frankie in that?
No, if I can get to my point, Samantha, my point is who knew there was an uglier one than Kevin? So put them together, Kevin's not the ugly one.
Kevin
with his other two brothers, ugly. Ugh.
Yes. Okay.
Come on.
But does he have facial hair still?
Yeah, they all have this weird.
I think I don't like the youngest with facial hair. I think he looks weird with it.
I think they all it looks like forced facial hair is what it looks like.
Well, it does look a little forced. It
looks a little forced, right? Like I'm like, I don't know why I have it, but.
But yet it, here it is.
Yeah, here it is. So nothing about the show. Just, I was just stunned and like, how can there be an uglier one?
Oh, wow. You know, you. What? You're judgy. Your judgment pants were fully on.
Everybody thinks the same thing, right? In every band, there's an ugly one.
Yes.
Right?
This is true.
Right? JC from NSYNC.
Don't. That's mean.
So who was the ugly new kid? Who was the ugly new kid?
Oh, I don't even know his name.
Yeah, you do. It's Danny Woods. Danny Woods was the ugly new kid, right?
Still, that's so mean.
Right? What about the Backstreet Boys? Who's the ugly one? The tall, dark-haired guy? Howie. Howie was kind of ugly. They may have had a couple, actually. They kind of were an ugly band, actually, now that I think about it.
Stop. I'm just judgmental.
I'm just saying what everybody's thinking.
Okay.
Right? I'm just saying.
Not saying that you're wrong.
Right, so right, just, right. I'm not saying. Right, right. Because you're right. You're not wrong, but I'm 100% not condoning this either. Right? So again, at Lisa, don't at Sam. Right? Even though she's thinking the exact same thing. Every now and then I become the friend that just calls it like she sees it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's what we do.
Okay. So hairstyles, right? Did you ever want the same haircut as a 70s star, like Christy McNichol or Joni from Happy Days?
Oh, yes. Like I remember wanting the Olivia Newton physical perm.
Oh, God.
I wanted that perm so bad. So bad. I wanted that perm.
Everyone had the Hamilton. She was a figure skater.
Dorothy Hamill.
Dorothy Hamill. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That little bob. She was the original bob.
It was like a bowl cut. It was like
poker straight, bang, stroke. Yeah. Yeah. And Christy McNichol had kind of like a version of the Farrah Fawcett, but a little more tomboyish and cooler.
Well, she was more rocker chick.
Yeah, right. Like it was cool. And for sure, Joni, again, right? She was rocking a perm at one time that looked really good. She had a perm that I would have died for too back then. Right?
Oh my God. Okay. Do you remember Joan Jett? Like her hair?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's coming back. That hairstyle that Joan Jett has sported forever.
But here's the thing, and you probably don't even realize this. You, let's say maybe like 3 years ago, you were sporting the leather Tuscadero.
You're so fucking rude. Oh my God.
Remember?
You're so mean. I had a bad haircut, okay?
Oh, I'm cracking myself up at that one.
You are. Stop it.
Sorry.
Really? This coming from somebody who has barely any hair on her head.
I know. And is getting a haircut on Saturday.
This just feels like, you know what this feels like? This feels like jealousy. This is what it feels like.
I'm not jealous. I'm not, again, not jealous of the clump of hair on your head. Right? I'm not jealous of your messy, dirty bun. Right? Ain't not jealous of that. Right? Oh my goodness, Samantha.
Oh, shut up.
That was good.
Uh-huh. Okay, but Kellyanne.
You're
getting your wish. You, right? Haven't I shake my head? We are going to share with our listeners.
Totally. This is coming from Kellyanne.
Kellyanne says, I can get 2 tickets to Taylor Swift in Amsterdam and pay less with flights, food, and hotels than seeing her in Toronto on a resale ticket. Horrible.
That is totally horrible.
That is totally horrible. And I shake my head worthy. Oh my God.
Totally. And I shake my head worthy cause. And then I messaged her saying, so are you going? Right?
Is she going to Amsterdam?
I don't think she is. I don't know. But I don't think she's going. But maybe that's where the HHG needs to go, to Amsterdam.
Maybe.
Right?
Amsterdam.
That's crazy.
That is totally crazy and unnecessary, people.
You know what the problem is? This is what they have to figure out. This is what makes concert going so frustrating. And I get it, for the whole wide world, right? Everybody wants a ticket, but that's not true. So many of the people that got a ticket just want to make money off the ticket.
Right. Yeah.
And I hate that. I like a good concert because I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to waste my money if I'm not a fan. So I don't want to, I'm not doing it as a get rich scheme. That's a Ponzi scheme. Ponzi, 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 Ponzi. Uh-huh. Right? And it's not right.
So I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not paying thousands of dollars to go see T-Swift as much as I would probably enjoy her concert. Right. I'm not soaking that kind of cash into it. Sorry.
Not doing it. Dear Taylor Swift, if I've mentioned this before, I'll mention it one more time just in case, because I'm getting old. I don't remember everything that I say. Dear Taylor Swift, listen closely. On your last, after your last show, do one more show and make it a pay-per-view. Charge everybody $100 through their cable provider. You're mm-hmm. going to be a bigger bajillionaire than ever because everybody's going to get it. I would pay $100.
She could do it on Netflix.
She could, same thing, right? Just do, like, just call up the one remaining Bee Gee that's alive. That's what they did. Bee Gees, one night only. And it, that's what they did, right? Neil Diamond did it. The Carpenters did it before. No, they're just, now they're just a PBS special.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They could. I think she should. That would be great. For those of us who are just not willing to spend thousands of dollars to go see her.
Right. Right.
That would be perfect. I would totally sit in front of a TV and watch that.
Mm-hmm. You could have like a party. At your house. Actually, we could go. We could come over to your house for the Taylor Swift party.
Awesome. If we knew where you lived. 2024.
Right.
We'll pencil you in.
If we know where you live by then. Okay. If we have figured out where you live by then, we're going to have the party at your house. Friends of the podcast, if I ever figure out where Sam lives, it's going to be a secret drop-in visit and I'll record it as I go. I think this is her house.
No, don't.
Yeah. No, I'll be like, hi. Don't. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. Okay. What do you know? I know nothing about this, but I saw it. And of course, as usual, I didn't read or look into it. Just the headline caught me. Apparently, there's issues with the new Snow White movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't seen anything like that.
Do you know about this new Snow White movie?
No. What? Who is in it?
I don't know what her name is, but she's Latino.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether, I don't know if that's the right choice or not. I don't know who she is. I don't know. My bigger issue is, what the issue should be, is the issue should be, why can't Disney just keep their cartoons cartoons?
Well, that there's no fun in that.
Right. Right?
I think that's the bigger issue is, why are you ruining your cartoons with movies or
with movies,
live adaptations of your, right.
We don't need it.
Your beautiful stories,
right? Your beautiful stories stand the test of time in their books. Uh-huh. Tinkerbell can wave her magic wand and everybody can keep up. And everybody can keep up just like that, right? You don't need to see it in a movie. Time to turn the page. Right? When Tinkerbell waves her magic wand, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Exactly. And we did. And we turn the page. You don't need to watch it on TV. So I don't know what the controversy is. I just know I don't need it in my life.
I'm sorry. I have nothing to contribute because I don't know anything about it. So,
hey, friends, this is an awesome opportunity to ask friends of the podcast.
Do you guys know about what's happening with the Snow White movie?
Do you guys know? Do you
what's
know?
Happening? Like, are they know. Making, is people upset with who's in it? Because that usually gets people all Maybe. Riled up.
Hey, here's a question for you. What was the feedback on this week's One Has to Go? What are we talking about? We did carnival rides. People hate the Ferris wheel.
People hate the Ferris wheel.
People hate the Ferris wheel.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. A lot of people, as we get older, are not ride people anymore.
No.
Myself included.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I don't care about the rides.
No.
Weymouth said, I'll take all the food. And I'm like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, food's totally. Good.
Food's good. Food's
I don't
good.
Do the rides anymore because it hurts my head.
Yeah. And we forgot to mention last week, and we're doing this because we're remote at times, friends. Uh-huh. Remember, did we talk about what was kicked to the curb on Carol's with the toppings for toast?
People.
Marmalade.
Marmalade. Yeah, we talked about that already.
Did we talk about it? Okay, again, right? Must be my non-PMS brain. Oh, I don't have PMS. I'm past that, right?
Yes, you're past that.
That's right. Right. Keep that. Keep reminding me. Oh, I don't know, Samantha. I just okay. don't know.
Okay. So I found this article, Lisa, mm-hmm. and I thought, let's test you.
Oh, let's test me. Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah. So we need to discuss the 10 phrases that sound fake nice.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are all 10 fake, or I'm picking them?
No, they're all fake, but I'm wondering, do you use them?
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm ready. I'm paying attention.
I identified a few, but.
Okay.
First one, bless your heart.
Nope. I don't use bless you.
But when people say that.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not trying real. To be nice.
They're not trying to bless your heart.
Have a blessed day. When people say have a blessed day,
right,
and you just piss them off.
Yeah. I think once you bring the word blessed in, we're being condescending and patronizing. Right? Because I don't think you have any business blessing me.
No, you don't.
Right.
Okay. The next one is, you always manage to insert backhanded compliment. You always manage to, you know, clean your plate. You always manage to get your hair cut every 3 weeks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That, totally. That's not very nice to say to people. That hurts people's feelings.
Because when you start it with, you always manage to.
Yeah. You always manage to.
It's not right? starting off well.
Yeah. You always manage to look so great. Boy, I bet you that walking has really paid off. Right. Thank you. I feel I've heard that one in my life. Right.
You probably have.
I feel I have. That's funny.
Oh my God. Actually, somebody asked me where I shopped the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of curious as to why they were asking me.
Right. Interesting.
As a plus size person. I chose to take it as not a negative comment.
Good for you. How big of you?
Well, because I feel like I have some style.
You've got some style.
And I don't dress like in a paper bag. So that's
no, helpful. Right? You're fashion forward.
Okay. Number three. Okay. I would never have the courage to do what you just did.
Yeah. Not that's fake, 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 nice. Fake.
That's basically fake. Saying, hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Are you dumb? Like, why are
why
you
would
doing
you,
that?
Why would you do that? Why would you have done that? Right? Why would you have done that?
They're questioning you without questioning
Yeah. Like
you.
Totally judging and questioning why you just did what you did.
I would never have the courage to do
I never would have had the courage to do that.
So horrible. So
too
bad.
Much. That's too much.
It's good to see you. Finally.
I kind of.
That's not nice.
I could hear myself saying that.
Good to see you. Finally. Right.
Glad you were able to join us tonight after all this time. Right. Right. So great to see you. Seems like it's been a lifetime. Right. Yeah, dig. Total dig.
I'm just being honest.
Oh, I hate that one. Like, you say that. Like, shut up. Like, I don't want your honesty.
I'm just being honest. It's like an excuse for being rude.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. Fuck you.
Yeah, keep your honesty to yourself.
Yeah, keep your shit to yourself.
Just keep it. Keep it.
And no offense, you know how we hate this.
I know, I love it, but I get it, right? No offense, but.
It's like, really? What's the but?
Right,
don't say no offense and then tell me something incredibly rude and me it not to get offended.
Exactly, right?
Stop that.
Like, you always get so mad at me whenever I say to you, okay, don't get mad.
Don't say that.
You're like, I'm already mad, actually. I'm already mad. Right?
I'm already mad because I already know it's going to make me mad. So you can't ask me to not get mad because you know I'm going to get mad. So it's not helpful.
Just taking a chance. That's all I'm doing there.
It's not helpful. Or how about saying, that's interesting.
That's this girl.
I don't really do that.
That's this girl totally, right? Oh, yeah, for sure. That's interesting. Totally. Super, super interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And then you're like, how do I get out of this? Oh, interesting. Or, I never thought of it like that. Right? I've never thought of it like that.
We've hung around each other too long.
Too long. Hey.
Oh my God.
That's good.
We are horrible. Okay.
That's good.
If you're happy with it, that's what matters.
Oh, I hate that one, right? All that matters is whether or not you're happy.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Really, silently, judging.
Judging. Anytime somebody's happy, we're technically judging. I'm judging your happiness, actually. Right.
Oh God. Yeah. Okay. Number 9. I'm just looking out for you.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Don't. I don't need you.
If you've said that, you've done something really not great.
That's right. Exactly. Right.
That's
not good.
Bar none.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
That's a bad one. It's a bad one. Don't use it.
Don't use it. Number 10. It's a joke. Don't take it personally.
Love it. Love that one, actually. I was only joking.
Uh-huh. It's insensitivity guised as humor.
Yeah, totally.
Humor should build bridges, not barriers.
Look at you, deep Samantha. I love that. I love that. Those are so fun. And I think you and I are chock full of fakeness. We are fake friends.
Lisa, we've worked 20 plus years of retail.
Right? If you're a salesperson, you reek a fake.
We have faked our way through many a conversation.
Right? Like we always joke, right? How many times a day do you say, or did we used to say back in the day, back in the trenches, how are you doing today, when I could care less how you're actually doing today?
Or somebody goes, I don't need your help. Not what I said.
That's right. I asked how you were doing, not what you were doing, right? Or I'm only looking. I'm just looking. That's fine. I asked how you were doing, not what you were doing, right? Again, let's use our ears.
Oh my God, retail sucks. Oh my God.
Retail sucks.
Okay, that was good. I'm glad we talked it through.
I'm glad we got through that. I'm glad we did that. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Okay, I got another good one for you.
Interesting.
I know. Oh, shut up. I heard on TikTok, so it must be true. People are calling for Sandra Bullock's Oscar for her portrayal of Mrs. Toohey because Michael Orr has launched a lawsuit against Mr. and Mrs. Toohey.
Yeah, but isn't that his problem, not hers?
Of course it is. It's Sandra Bullock. He actually had to go on his social media and tell people to leave her alone.
Right.
Because they were going after Sandra Bullock and he's like, that is ridiculous.
And her partner just died. And her partner just died. Do you think she needs this right now? She don't.
When you see someone down, let's just kick them a little bit further.
Exactly, right?
So I shake my head at the people that started that ridiculous rumor.
Yeah. Hi. Leave her alone. Whether it's true or not, it's the art that she gave us, right?
She portrayed someone. She didn't invest in this person.
Right. She's not part of the cover up. She's not part of any of it.
She got paid to do a movie.
Yeah, that's all.
End of story.
Exactly.
That's it, people.
Isn't that it?
TikTok is a fun place. You learn lots of really interesting things.
Oh, yeah, you do, right? For sure. TikTok is right now all about the Jonas Brothers and Taylor Swift.
Why are they both the Jonas Brothers?
Because they just launched a tour. Where are you? Why do I know this and you don't?
They've just launched a tour?
Yeah, they're doing a tour.
Well, it's not going to be T-Swift worthy, that's for sure.
No. Uh-uh. They sing about the Waffle House. Whatever.
The Waffle House.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. But I did come across something that only I will find interesting, but I'm going to mention anyways, because we have listeners, Lisa. So,
okay. It's not just me.
You don't need to pay attention if you don't want to. This is for the listeners.
I'm just going
to
go on a little break.
This is for the listeners. I don't know if you guys know this, but there are bookshops in LA and Brooklyn, New York, called The Ripped Bodice.
That sounds creepy.
Nope. It's dedicated to romance novels and it looks amazing.
Their mascot looks like Fabio.
There's no mascot. I have never in my life booked a trip around visiting a bookstore, but I'm one step away from doing
it. Oh my God, Samantha.
It looks so much fun. Oh my God. It's like the geek in me just kind of went, yes.
You need this in your life, do you?
Yes. It looked so cool.
I don't get it.
Are you kidding?
No, not kidding.
So much fun.
Mm-mm-mm.
So it's niche. Where we differ. There's so much happening in the romance world.
There's like a rom-com festival, right? Maybe they're gonna have
Oh my god, if they tied it together with the Hallmark. Oh. What a convention that would be.
Wow. Hey.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I won't be able to make
it. I didn't
that
ask
one.
You to participate in this conversation. Good. I'm only okay. talking to the listeners right.
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, I forgot. Sorry. I'm
hoping
talker.
That some of you guys have kept tuning in because not everyone probably is a romance novel reader. I'm not saying I get hardcore into it, but there are ones that I really enjoy. And okay, this is what I liked about it. It looked cool. This bookshop looks so cool. It was so you could sit and read and
you can sit and drink your coffee.
Yes. And buy cool stuff.
Buy cool stuff. Wow.
Stop it. Don't. Right? You know what? This is what makes me happy. What makes you happy, you little fart bag?
Getting you all riled up makes me happy.
Uh-huh. So where would you want to go, Lisa, if you were going to, you know, if something popped up, what would make you excited to go see it?
I don't know. I'm going to get back to you on that.
Natural disaster?
Maybe. Maybe, like a good one. No, not natural disaster. I'm more about a killing. Oh. Right? Yeah. Maybe there's like, I don't know. Don't drag me into your mess. Don't drag me into your mess, Samantha.
It's not a mess. But if anyone in our listening group and anybody who listens to the podcast,
There's going to be lots.
Please let me know if this is something that you would want to do. If you just specifically would go to LA or Brooklyn, New York, to go to this Ripped Bodice bookshop.
Wow.
So cool.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you've got your cool thing to look forward to.
I'm just saying.
Okay, that's fine. You can just say. But I got something too. I got something that you're going to think is cool. Because you love back to school and you love geeking out over the pencil crayons and all that sort of stuff.
No, not the pencil crayons.
Oh, right. The clicky pens.
The clicky pens.
Right? The fancy binders and the fancy notebooks, right? Yes. Right? Okay. What was the one school supply you loved buying the most?
It probably was pens because I have a big pen thing.
Yeah, you do. You
I
do.
Love pens.
I didn't like buying any of them.
No.
School sucks.
School sucks.
School
Don't get me
sucks.
Wrong. I have no desire to go back to school.
Like I loved school, but school, the school part sucked.
The actual sitting in a classroom learning
sucked.
Shit.
Sucked. Yeah, sucked.
That sucked. Right. The social part of school, you
Fun.
Loved.
Loved. Yeah. Loved. Yep. Yeah, good times, good times.
Uh-huh. Lisa Gibson, where are you? Oh, if it's winter, I've got skis and I'm at the ski hill.
I'm at the ski hill. And if it's summer, I'm at the beach with my friends. Thank you very much. And no, I don't have permission. I forged a note. Right?
And your mother found out.
And my mother found out. And now I'm grounded. So I will be back at school. Thank you very much for being a big snitch in the house. Right? Always.
Snitch in
always.
The house.
Oh, a snitch in the house. But I never really got too excited about back to school shopping. Like for clothes, yes, but for like utensils, no.
Well, you had to have your alligator or your polo yeah. horse.
Just depending on what the year was, right?
Your Benetton.
Had to look like one of the cool kids.
Swatch watch.
Yeah, all of it, right? Back to school. You get the pens. I'm going to get the other stuff. Right?
Oh my God.
Would we have been friends in high school?
Nah.
Nope.
Nah.
Never.
I would have thought you were a snotty little bitch.
And I would have just been like, who's that? Who? Oh, right. I think she's in one of my classes, actually.
She clicks her pen a lot.
Always clicking a pen, right? So she rammed that pen in her eye. I would have thought that.
That's nice, Lisa. Those are Sorry. Lovely thoughts.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
That's
just
your cranky saying. Old lady showing up again.
You betcha. She's like knocking on the door. She's in it to win it.
Knock, knock, knock. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Mabel.
Wrinkles and I are here to talk to you.
Right? I am here. I am here ready to have that talk. Can't wait. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Right?
When you lose all, like when you lose your filter. Oh, I can't wait.
I think you already right? have. So.
No, not totally, but one day I will.
I hear it happens more so when you get to your 60s.
Oh God, we still have 5 years. Okay,
yeah, I know.
We still have something to look forward to, I guess.
I know,
right?
Okay, did you know a fun fact though?
Tell me.
I read quickly that apparently, with all the electric cars that are being built yep. and getting plugged in, and along with like air conditioners during the summer months. That potentially we're running into worries about the power grids being able to keep up with it all.
Wow.
So yes, they don't smoke up the climate and the air, and there's no, you know, we've created less pollution that way.
Yep.
But apparently we're about to exhaust the power grid.
Oh, see, I don't know enough about that stuff. I think it's still, you know me, right? I don't research that stuff.
I found that very interesting because I thought, why did no one think about, hey guys, if you're in a city or a small town or somewhere where you have electric cars, we should think about upgrading our power grid.
But don't they say now, and again, I could totally be wrong on this, but I may have heard or may not have heard this. Do they not say now that there's more cars than, like, there's more electric cars than there'll ever be plug-ins?
Oh my God, seriously?
In my mind, seriously, yes, if it's true.
Well, I mean, you do have to get a plug-in in your home, right?
Yeah, right? It's a lot of work.
So think of your house, and you've now plugged your car into your house, but you're also running AC 24/7 because it's like 40,000 degrees outside.
And all of a sudden you blow the breaker, right? Just like that. Now the microwave doesn't work because the car is plugged in. Because the car is plugged in. Like, I don't know if we need that.
Like, don't get me wrong. You know, it's the wave of the future. Yada, yada, whatever.
Yeah.
But why didn't we think of that?
Right. If we're going to bring out this new future, we need to have all parts included. It's like giving a toy at Christmas with no batteries.
Right?
So you mean. A battery so operated mean. Toy, it needs to have, you need to buy the double A's, people. You need to, you need to give it the double A.
So the electric car is a
needs to come with the battery. Needs to come with the battery that knows it's going to be okay.
Oh my God! Right? Okay, so I was watching a TikTok of a woman who was driving her electric car on a road trip.
Uh-huh.
They stopped every 2 hours to plug in her car.
That's what you have to do.
I'm never doing that.
So people say that even though it's expensive, that the amount of money you save on gas, blah 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 blah. Okay, but what about my time? I want to get to Regina.
When something should have only taken you 3.5 hours has now taken you 4.5 hours, that's annoying.
Seems weird, right?
Really annoying.
Yeah, seems weird. Seems
like
weird.
I'm never doing that. I'm not stopping to plug in my car.
Right, so I can go
and have to sit there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not doing that.
Not doing it. Not doing it.
Oh my God. I'm like officially an old cranky lady.
You are a cranky old lady.
I'm never going to do that.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not plugging my car in.
And why isn't it faster? Like, apparently you have to pay for your electricity, which makes sense. Right. But apparently there's like levels of how quick it can go. So it's more expensive for the quick plug-in.
Oh, so like the internet, remember back in the day, right? You want to dial up. Or do you want the real one? You pay a little bit more for the real one, right? Right. So it's the same type of thing. Wow.
Oh my God. Stupid.
Yeah, stupid. I don't like it. I shake my head at that.
So how is this less expensive?
I don't know. I don't know how it is.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm moving along because it frustrates me.
Yeah, I got nothing for you.
Okay. Lisa.
Samantha.
TikTok trend.
You are loving the TikTok, my
friend. I apparently am.
Yes.
It's called the girl dinner.
Ooh.
Have you seen that trend?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. So it's about everyone showing, all these women are showing what they eat when they're by themselves, that all they have to do is cook for themselves. So they're showing you their girl dinner.
Perfect.
And I was curious. And I'm like, and all I thought was, hi, that's my trend. Except nobody knew about it.
And you've been doing it for how many years now?
A long time.
Right.
I have girl dinners all the time. Like,
yes.
All the time.
Yeah.
So all I thought was, what would Lisa's girl dinner look like?
Okay. So it would be one of two things. It would either be I would have toast or I would have a hot dog. Or no, three things. Or I would have Kraft dinner. That's my three things.
That's it.
That's it. Every day.
You're very disappointing as a girl dinner.
Maybe in a pinch, maybe like an Ichiban noodle. Like sometimes I enjoy that, but I haven't had them in a long, long time.
Yeah.
Why? Every day. You can't even ask you the question.
Well, I mean, I eat sometimes normal, but sometimes there are days when I come home and all I've really wanted is like baguette cheese.
You're weird.
And pate and olives.
Yes.
And that would be like, that would be like a fun girl dinner for me.
That's your girl dinner. No, I'm not a fun girl that way.
Yeah.
Actually, my girl dinner would be, I'm fine. I had a big lunch. I don't even need a dinner.
I thought that would be your original answer.
I would prefer, I would, in the perfect world, I wouldn't need to have supper or have dinner. That would be my best girl dinner of all time. The no dinner.
The girl dinner is a no dinner.
The no dinner, right? Because I'm not hungry and nobody's going to tell me I have to eat.
Exactly.
That would be my best dinner ever, not having one. Yeah.
I totally believe.
Yeah. Yeah. And that involves, that's very little maintenance, which is right up my alley.
Like so low maintenance, like almost that it doesn't exist actually. So
perfect, right? Excellent. Like it's less maintenance than honking the horn, right? Less maintenance than horn honking.
Yep. There you go.
Right.
There you go.
There you go, Samantha.
Well, guys, you know, we like to chat. We so happy that we could include Kellyanne into our podcast today with her I Shake My Head. We would love that to keep happening all the time. So give us your feedback on what we talk about. You can send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com and you might just find it being mentioned during an episode. You know, tell us an I Shake My Head or anything like that. Suggestions for One Has to Go or even a Would You Rather. That would be great. You can find us, as always, on all of our socials, which is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and the YouTube.
You can watch all the magic happen, but still got to download and subscribe the episode.
Yes, we're so exciting. But all you have to do is type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and you will find us on all of those socials. We'd love to hang out with you. Please come and be part of the group. And like Lisa said, you know, it'd be great if you listen to the podcast. And if you're listening, invite others to the podcast because, you know, we're always looking for new, fun people to talk with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder that we do have some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we just want to thank John Jamingo for being the best kept secret in podcasting and make us sound great every week.
So, so good. So, so good.
And he's doing the video now too. So
I know, right? So he's bang for his buck. That's
how did we rope him into that? I'm not sure.
I know, right? Because he knew you and I would never figure it out.
That and he likes a challenge. So.
Right? And when it starts off with like a, hey, just ask John about this. Usually he gets where that's going, right?
Yeah. Well, he saved me. He saved me more than once.
Absolutely, right? So we can't complain there. That's for sure.
No.
So, Samantha, you're going on holidays.
I am.
Enjoy.
I will. There'll be pictures.
She'll be posting. We'll make her do stuff.
Yeah, make me do stuff.
Make her do stuff. All right, Samantha. Another week is done.
Woohoo!
Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
Friends of the podcast, have yourself a fantastic week. And remember all the great things that we want you to do. Reach out. Be our friends.
Yeah.
And encourage others to listen. All right, Samantha. It's time to go. Okay. You know, we could just keep talking forever.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.